Hello and welcome to My Career in Data, a podcast where we discuss with industry leaders and experts how they have built their careers. I am your host, Shannon Kemp, and today we're talking to Dr. Suman Mathur from Regenesis Business School.
With a robust catalog of courses offered on demand and industry-leading live online sessions throughout the year, the Dataversity Training Center is your launchpad for career success. Browse the complete catalog at training.dataversity.net and use code DVTalks for 20% off your purchase.
Hello and welcome. My name is Shannon Kemp and I'm the Chief Digital Officer at Dataversity. And this is My Career in Data, a Dataversity Talks podcast dedicated to learning from those who have careers in data management, to understand how they got there, and to talk with people who help make those careers a little bit easier. To keep up to date in the latest in data management education, go to dataversity.net/subscribe. Today, we are joined by Dr. Suman Mathur, a senior lecturer at Regenesis Business School. And normally, this is where a podcast host would read a short bio of the guest. But in this podcast, your bio is what we're here to talk about. Suman, hello and welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on this discussion. And I'm honored to contribute in today's discussion.
Oh, I am so glad to meet you and to hear, I'm excited to hear about your story. So tell me, you're a senior lecturer at Regenesis Business School, and you mentioned that's out of South Africa.
Yes.
So tell me about Regenesis Business School.
Yeah, okay. I'm associated as senior lecturer with Regenesis Business School, Johannesburg, South Africa. So Regenesis Business School is actually, you know, what we can say is one of the institute in South Africa who has spread its roots in basically in South Africa and other associated countries such as Tanzania and in Kenya, Nigeria, including India also. And our tagline is Awakening Potential. So what does it mean? It means that at Regenesis, we are committed to help individuals in discovering, unlocking, and maximizing learners' inherent abilities, their talents, and their capacities. And this awakening potential is about empowering individuals to recognize and harness their abilities to achieve personal and professional success. And it embraces a growth mindset and believing that everyone has untapped potential that can be unlocked through support, education, and effort. And also here at Regenesis, we use effective teaching tools. It includes the various resources and the learning environment. Remember, the learning environment is most important. And we enable people to realize their capabilities. And this process drives transformation. It helps individuals to overcome the challenges and hone their abilities to create a positive and lasting impact.
Oh, I love that so much. What a great mission and vision for your students. And I love that you include them in that by, you know, unlocking the potential, not just through guidance, but through effort. So, which I assume is on their part, especially.
Yeah. See, as a senior lecturer, I'll tell you here, the role is not only to facilitate. We provide a holistic development. Now, here we follow, one integrated management model, which includes four key elements. That is emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence, intellectual intelligence, and physical intelligence. And we believe that these four key elements play a significant role in holistic development. And here we have to understand that we need to work and deal with global environment, not only in local environment. So we want our participants, our learners should understand how to maintain balance among these four key elements. And that will give them a holistic development in their professional domain. And not only in professional domain, we also focuses on personal development. And that is imbibed in our culture. And our, chairman and our three key founders, Dr. Marco Servania, Dr. Panilo, and Mr. William, they all are the founders for Regenesis Business School. And they have provided us this vision to take it further. And they are behind us as a pillar of the Regenesis Business School.
Oh, that is so nice. So tell me, as a senior lecturer, what is it that you do, and what are your lecture? What are your topics that you lecture on?
Yeah. So, I am passionate about knowledge sharing. So I believe learning is a continuous process. So I facilitate academic and corporate training programs together. So when I say academics, meaning I'm talking about the bachelor's and master's and doctoral programs, and corporate training programs are tailor-made as per the organization's need. I facilitate information communication technology related programs, which includes data analytics, cloud computing, and technology management. These are my core areas for facilitation. And besides this, I also contribute in general management modules.
Interesting. So tell me, how do you, so you're teaching about data management and analytics, but how do you work with data in your job?
As you know, that data is an essential component for both, whether we are dealing with businesses or dealing with academic domains. This allows to take informed decision making and enhance our efficiency and growth. As a facilitator, I rely significantly on data to assess learners' performance and improve the quality of facilitation. By analyzing data such as engagement, knowledge retention, and feedback, these are core areas which we need to evaluate time to time to understand whether what we are sharing students are understanding. And also, we can customize our content considering the participants' needs. And this data enables me to discover the strengths, the close gaps, and and I use it as an evidence-based ways to improve learning outcomes. And this ensures my facilitation is impactful, focused, and in line with both learners' objectives and academic standards. We also develop, there is a culture in Regenesis. Each individual facilitator develops their own content and create their own real-time scenarios that gives our students an opportunity to understand the real-time challenges and understand the real-time environment.
I love that use of data. What a great way to use data for good, to help empower and better, like you say, unlock potentials of others. So Suman, so tell me, let's talk about how you got into your job. So say, was this what you wanted to be when you grew up? So say you were very, very young, 6 years old. Was this the dream? Like, I'm going to grow up and be a senior lecturer at a university or at a business school?
Yeah. When I was, 5 years old, and I used to see my teachers around me who was very tall. Although I'm not very tall, I'm only 5'3". She was very tall, around 5'6", if I am correct. And you know that her image, the way she was handling us. So at that point of time, her image was, entered in my mind. And back of my mind, still her image is there. And at that point of time, it clicked in my mind that I will be in the academic space. Although I may not have specifically envisioned to becoming a facilitator, but I had that passion to share my knowledge. And during that time also, when I was 5-6 years old, I used to, call my friends whenever we used to play. So I used to teach them. I used to explain them. So that was a passion since childhood. And that actually landed me into this position. And still, I'm learning. And remember, the academic space gives you opportunity for lifelong learning. You can't say that once you are done your doctoral, now your learning is done. No, it's a continuous process. You need to learn more to match the requirement of the learners and even the environment, which is changing rapidly.
Oh my gosh! Of course, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, and that's, again, a common role that I've mentioned that several times in the podcast, a commonality of people who are passionate about data, is that drive, that of curiosity, and that just wanting to constantly learn more and learn new things. And because you have to, it's okay. So I'm so excited. So I think this is the first time that we've had somebody who immediately knew what they wanted. I love that you were inspired by a teacher very, very young, that you knew that, I want to go be her. So tell me, so you have your doctorate. So when you went to school, what did you start to study, and what did you want to get into, and how did you discover what you wanted to teach?
Okay. So, initially when I was in class 10, so at that point of time, my parents told me to engage with the people who need you, who mm-hmm. want to learn. And then at that moment, I started working with the orphanages. So I started that teaching to them because they did not have resources and they did not have even the teachers or school facilities. So then I started teaching gradually. I am associated with them in different ways because I have my own digital platform. So I do share my knowledge by that, my digital home. I call it my digital home. So from that point of time, my parents said that when you share knowledge, that will enhance your knowledge also. Because you are understanding what is their need. And that will make you to learn more and practice more. So still I am always, whenever I get opportunity and I get time besides my services, my other commitments, I do go and meet them and understand what is their need, how I can help them. And that is my, passion also, to share my knowledge. And at that point of time, I really, very thankful to my parents who gave me this understanding that sharing knowledge will help you to enhance your own knowledge.
Visit dataversity.net and expand your knowledge with thousands of articles and blogs written by industry experts, plus free live and on-demand webinars covering the complete data management spectrum. While you're there, subscribe to the weekly newsletter so you'll never miss a beat.
Indeed. So, wow, very impressive. Very wise parents with great advice. Wow. I mean, how amazing. That must have been so rewarding, even, so young to be teaching in the orphanage. And so what is it that they wanted to learn? How did you find develop your, so did they start to want to learn
information
management, computer science?
Yeah. So we started by teaching them STEM. So some technology, environment, and maths. So as you know, in technology domain, whether we are dealing with data, we need to understand these fundamentals. So I started by teaching such STEM modules, and then gradually I developed them to understand the data and to use them, because if they'll not use it, they will not understand the significance of the data. So that's the way I started. And still, I do encourage them to go and collect data and apply it in your own domain. Do not consider the data we are using only for analyzing certain aspects. There are many, many hidden aspects in your data which you can extract, and through that you can generate additional knowledge. That is most important in this data. And here, when you unlock such potential, it will evolve the digital world. And that is the need of today's world, because everywhere data is coming, lots of data is coming. So, but how effectively we can use it? And I have used my skills to help learners to develop critical thinking, to make data-driven decisions. And also they have to understand and align it as per their professional domain. Because in your workspace, the use of data may vary. That may not same what I am using. I am using it for academic purpose, but in your organization, they may be using for different purpose. So meaningful impact is most important here. So that's the way I encourage them. I stress on it to understand the meaningful impact of data.
Love that so much. So Tell me, so when so you started studying and preparing, and what did you get your what were your degrees in when you started studying in university, and then what's your doctorate in?
Yeah, so I have done my bachelor's in science and education. So I have dual bachelor's, and then I have done my master's from University of Delhi, and sorry, and also I have done my doctoral in technology and management. So here, my core area of research study was in the cloud computing management for small and medium enterprises, because it is a challenge for the small and medium enterprises to manage the resources. Give me a moment. So here, the challenge for the small and medium enterprises is to how to make best use of technology. So in my research study, I have made an effort to contribute to this community and make them understand how they can use effectively. And my study I have done for the Mumbai zone. In Mumbai, there is some special zones where SME people are working. So I worked my study, I dedicated my study to those people.
Nice.
And
Very. When did you start teaching professionally?
I started teaching professionally in 2005. And since then, I am in this process, in this domain, and I am enjoying a lot.
I have no doubt. You're truly like living your dream, and it's just amazing. You are very much an inspiration. I'm just kind of blown away by what you've done and what you've achieved, and how much you're influencing others. So tell me, what's been your biggest lesson so far, in your career and through this journey of being a teacher and a facilitator.
See, what I understand with my contribution to make impact on the community. That is what gives you satisfaction. When some students are working in some Stanford University, that gives you satisfaction. Yes, you did a wonderful job. And many of my students are in many multinational companies and on a very good position. And when they call me and there is Teachers' Day comes, and when they come and appreciate, I really enjoy that moment. And that gives me satisfaction. Yes, I am in the right place to contribute my knowledge. And I actually think that we need to provide a knowledge which they can use, not what we have. So if I can tailor that will be a good, you can say, good space or the good mode of facilitation. So I design my content. I facilitate not to share my knowledge, what they want, their understanding about the subject. First, I check their understanding and then I start my teaching. And this is my way of facilitation. And this culture is there even in Regenesis Business School. We always test first the testaments. That is most important. We analyze what our learners are, understand, have their knowledge, what our learners already have. So we need to actually first analyze their understanding. And then we start our facilitation. And facilitation is a two-way communication. It cannot be lecturing. So we want our participants also to engage, to share their experience, to create new knowledge. Because when I am sharing, that would be one-side communication. When they share their experience, so then it becomes two-way communication. And that will create new knowledge for all of us. So that is my passion, and that is the way I facilitate.
I've only known you for a short, short time, but I'm already excited. I want to celebrate you. I want to tell you, like, I need to share, like, what I've done. But for your approval, you are amazing. So tell me, so we talked a lot about data, and how to use data, but what is your definition of data?
See, in layman's language, if I describe the data is the fact which we use to generate the patterns, to understand the trends, and we use it for decision making. So data is meaning data, D stands for define, and A stands for analyze, and T for transform, and A for action. So that is my definition.
Love that so much. And definitely a teacher's perspective on that approach to that. Tell me then, especially as you're, you know, working with students to help them find jobs and careers, do you see the importance of data management and the number of jobs working with data increasing or decreasing over the next 10 years and why?
See, the importance of data will continue to grow. And remember, this contributes to generate the number of jobs, as you have mentioned. So according to the Cornerstone's Global State of the Skills Economy Report 2024, recently I read it. So data analytics skills and accounted for 8%. And global job postings under demonstrates that around 52% growth over the past 5 years. And this will continue to grow. Remember, the data is the backbone of all the businesses, all the organizations. And even the World Economic Forum's report also indicates that data analytics and AI-related positions among the top emerging roles worldwide. And it will contribute around 40% growth in this area. Remember, today we are talking about AI, machine learning. That is also associated with data. So without data, you cannot think anything. Design, any job, any opportunity, any success in this world. Behind that, data is there. So these trends highlight the growing demand for data-related knowledge. And across the globe, you can see data is one of the key components in all the organization.
So very, very true. So tell me then, what advice would you give to people looking to get into a career in data management?
In my view, if you are looking a career in data management, you must have foundational understanding of database, including data types and using tools using tools is one of the effective component here. If you are at fundamental stage or you are a beginner into this area, you start by Microsoft Excel. And if this is applicable for the non-tech savvy people also. And if you are tech savvy, then you start by SQL or by Python. And later you may use master data management and visualization tools that such as Tableau, such as Power BI. So they will help you to manage your data and make best use of the data presentation. And above all, if you see, you must have better understanding of the data governance and privacy regulations, such as GDPR and then HIPAA to protect individuals' sensitive information and ensure that compliance with legal requirement, and failing to adhere to these regulations may lead to data breaches. And many a times people have to pay heavy penalties also. So if data professionals understand these principles, they can handle the data ethically and maintain compliance and contribute to an organization's reputation and operational success.
Very, very good advice. So, Suma, it's been such a pleasure to meet you and chat with you again. You are truly an inspiration, and I'm so impressed with your career.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell me, if somebody wanted to learn more about Regenesis Business School, where would they go?
So we have Regenesis Business School in South Africa. If someone wants to access, then they can go to Regenesis Business School website and they can browse all the schools we are running here: general management, business management, law, and also School of Technology. So we are running many different programs, and they can browse all the informations on our regenesis.net portal, and this portal will provide you adequate information.
Thank you so much. And we'll get that posted to the podcast page. Well, again, thank you so much. Again, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you today.
Thank you. And I'm honored that you have given me opportunity. And remember that my objective is to stay curious and keep learning, because learning is a continuous process. So on this note, I will just, close this discussion. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. And to all of our listeners out there, if you'd like to keep up to date on the latest podcasts and in the latest in data management education, you may go to dataversity.net/subscribe. Until next time, and may I echo Suman in saying, stay curious, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Dataversity Talks, a podcast brought to you by Dataversity. Subscribe to our newsletter for podcast updates and information about our free educational webinars at dataversity.net/subscribe.